Minister of Labour, George Michaud, has expressed optimism about resolving the Liberty Steel crisis as 150 employees enter their sixth month without pay. At the Economic Committee meeting yesterday in Luxembourg City, the minister acknowledged the exhausting situation for the workers, assuring them they will not be forgotten. Luxembourg's government spent €126 million acquiring 208 off-plan properties last year, Housing Minister Claude Meisch has revealed. Of these properties, 48 will be ready for occupancy by the end of June. Grand Duke Henri and Prime Minister Luc Frieden will join an assembly of world leaders in Rome this weekend for the funeral of Pope Francis. The ceremony is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Saturday in St. Peter's Square. In world news, Britain hosts a new round of talks today involving the United States, Ukraine and European nations amid a new US effort to end Russia's war in Ukraine. The London meeting comes as US media reports that President Donald Trump is ready to accept recognition of annexed land in Crimea as Russian territory. And Nepal's first nationwide survey of the threatened snow leopard has revealed numbers are higher than previous estimates. There are around 400 of the elusive big cats in the Himalayan nation, wildlife officials said. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to today.lu. Light rain will persist this morning with a chance the sun might peek out from behind the clouds a little bit later. Temperatures are starting off around 6 to 9 degrees and will rise to a maximum of 13 degrees in the afternoon.